Welcome to the Assholes Podcast. Me and my dad will be questioning asshole rhythms.
What's that?
I never heard of it.
You've never heard of an aphorism?
Well, if people are new.
Yeah, they've never heard of an aphorism, maybe.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's kind of like a saying.
Uh-huh.
That might be true or not. Uh-huh. And we're going to be questioning to see if it's true or not.
That's right. Okay. This is the first father-son podcast about aphorisms that Sutton and his dad, Josh Mathias, are recording on a Saturday morning. Do you want to describe where we're sitting, Sutton, so people who can't see could imagine where we're sitting to record this podcast?
In my dad's bedroom.
That's right. We're sitting in my bedroom. There's a big pile of laundry on the bed next
to us.
7
o'clock.
It's about 7:28 a.m. Saturday, October 20th. 21st?
Yeah, 21st.
Oh, okay.
I looked at my calendar yesterday.
Nice work, man. Nice work. I had not.
At my school.
Yeah, you're right. It's Saturday the 21st. See? You're ready for this. So, we're going to talk about aphorisms. And we were going to jokingly call this podcast Affholes.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of funny. Because yeah. We're doing aphorisms and we're going down wormholes, right? But we thought it'd be funny to combine it, call it Affholes. And so if you're offended by that, we apologize, but we thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And we're just going to talk about these statements. Do you remember what an aphorism is?
I forgot.
Yeah, it's a concise statement or principle that is supposed to relay a sense of truth. Typically, it's short, pithy. We call that like a memorable. Let's not play with the microphone. And yeah, so I mean, most people, when they hear these things, are supposed to go, oh, that sounds right. You know, it's supposed to sound what we call intuitive. You know what intuitive means?
I know.
It means like it feels true to you, or it feels understandable to you.
Or, yeah, but if you don't know, it won't feel untrue to you, though.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, like if it doesn't make sense. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the one we talked about before we started recording today?
Yeah.
Well, can you say that one?
Like a little bit, like at 6 something, like 6:54 or something.
Yeah, that's when we wrote it down after looking up on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
Laugh and the world laughs with you.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. The next part was weep and you weep alone. Do you remember what weep means? Do we talk about what weep means?
No.
Yeah, it means to cry. Yeah, it means to cry like in a very uncontrollable, like really sobbing. You know what sobbing means? Like when you're really crying. You know, like when I accidentally wrote on that notebook yesterday that you found very important and you got upset and you were crying. And then, I mean, That's probably not weeping. That was probably just more being upset. I think weep is like really sad, but I could be wrong. But do you think that people who laugh get more attention than people who cry? Does that feel true?
Because
I think that's what they're saying, right? Laugh and the world laughs with you, like a lot of people, the whole world. Does that sound right?
Yeah, but Dad.
Yeah.
How about this? If, like, someone is laughing, and, like, you want to laugh, you might not do it because if you laugh, you might get sadder before. after, because like, it's like, if you laugh, you might get sadder, because it's kind of like a pattern of your emotions.
That's interesting.
So like, you should be sad before you be happy.
Oh, so you can't actually be happy without being sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels intuitively right to me. That maybe sadness is as important as happiness, huh?
So, like, you have to go in pattern.
Yeah, that's interesting. How much of a pattern? Do you think the pattern should be, like really, really happy and then really, really sad? Or maybe kind of try to be, like, pretty happy, pretty sad, and not go too far one way or the other? Or do you think that, like, sometimes we should just go all the way one side and all the way to the other? Or there's no right way?
Because, like, you might be, like, a lot of excited. Mm-hmm. And, like, but then when, like, how about like this? You're going to, like, a museum and you really liked it so much that you really want to stay that you couldn't stay because your mom told you we have to go.
Right.
And that will make you feel sad because you really like that museum.
Yeah. So you were really happy when you got to the museum. You were having a super good time. And then...
Should we let them think about us?
Oh, sure. Who's them? The audience?
Yeah.
Wow. You're imagining an audience already?
Already.
Is it the world? Are we laughing and the world is laughing with us? Or are we weeping and we're weeping alone?
Well, there's no audience around us.
No, just a pile of laundry, huh?
That kid tried to be your audience.
We can pretend. It's a pretty big audience. I mean, there's at least 40 pieces of clothing in there, would you say?
Yeah, that's enough audience for, like,
yeah, that's a good audience.
Real thing.
I think so, too.
It's enough audience for, like, two people.
Yeah. I think we'd be happy if we got that audience. Huh? That'd be pretty good. So what do you think?
I forgot the kid part.
Have we agreed? I think we've agreed that laughing and the world laughing with us and weeping and being alone is not really true, huh? Because it, like, when we laugh, sometimes only like a few people laugh with us, or sometimes a lot of people laugh with us. And when we cry, it's an okay thing, right? And, yeah. and people can cry with us or not, but we need to do both,
and
right? Do we need to do both of these things as human beings?
That doesn't sound right.
No, it sounds wrong.
That doesn't sound right because, like, that would be so silly. Like, what?
What's silly?
Like... Well, our people saw us and they wanted to cry too, and I'll be like,
Are you fake crying with them or are you real crying?
I'm fake.
Oh, okay. Would that make them feel better or worse?
Better, probably.
You think? Why is that?
Because better is better.
Better is always better?
Yeah.
Well, what if they didn't feel good about it? Can we not play with that, please?
Okay.
What if they didn't feel good about it?
I don't know, but they might be like, they might just leave alone. Just leave him alone. What a nice person to do.
Oh, so maybe weeping and being alone can be true sometimes. Because... Maybe sometimes, like, the things we're sad about, only we know how they feel, huh? And so people might not be able to really understand that, huh?
I know, but, like, this is the only thing that could make them do it. If you, like, funk of something bad and you thought it might make you cry, it, like, might actually do make you cry.
Is that your technique for your fake crying?
Yeah, because if they think something that they had a long time ago that made them cry, like their last cry, they might like actually act that out and feel that they're sad. Hmm. Make them try to feel that they're sad.
Oh, I think that's what actors do to cry. That's a really interesting thing that you brought up. I think that that's how a lot of people show empathy. Like when they're helping other people, they think of something that was hurtful to them, huh? And so they show empathy to the person by relating to that feeling. Huh, so they don't feel so alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really cool.
No, actually, that's not what I mean.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean by, like, what if, like, they try to act out something that they're sad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, not that. It's actually just something else. Like, what if you're sad and someone saw you, they would be sad, and they might be sad, but, like, how about they be sad, too, because mm-hmm. you're sad.
Mm.
So, like, if, like, it's your friend, they would be sad for you.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think that maybe people should try to understand why it is you're sad and not necessarily
you could just leave them alone.
Hmm. Back to the alone thing. Do you think that you having been
That's a good option.
Do you think that you having been sad helps you relate to other people who are sad?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. So that's good. So we're not necessarily alone when we weep, huh? Sometimes when we weep, other people understand us. And that feels nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Bands.
Do you think that people in the world...
Did you just hear me? I said aliens.
Aliens? I didn't hear that. What? So... What about aliens?
But like, it's like aliens would be like talking. And like, they would like... They speak a different language, so they wouldn't understand us.
So they wouldn't understand it at all? So that's so they interesting.
They would understand us.
Do you think that people being able to understand sadness has to do with language? Do you think it's understanding what they're saying, or is it understanding how they're feeling inside?
The language is a little bit good, because if someone speaks the language, you might have a chance, like another language, you might have a chance to feel better because they're understanding you.
That's interesting. So you go to a school where they teach Mandarin Chinese, right?
Yeah.
And
also like English too.
And also English. But if somebody was only speaking Mandarin Chinese and they got sad and you couldn't understand the words that they were saying, would you still understand that they're sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would.
Because some people and actually like things, they could actually speak the same language in us, but not like very well, they can still speak Chinese.
Sure. Yeah, they speak a little bit of English, or even a lot of English, and they also speak Chinese. But no matter which language they're speaking, you'll know that they're sad, right? Or happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like...
So we think that sadness and happiness actually kind of doesn't use language. It doesn't have to use language, right?
Well, and your face would turn, like, red and, like, you would be crying. So, like, you have tears. So, like, that might be, like, a super good ad. Like, that might be super good.
Yeah, you'd understand because their face would be crying.
Yeah, like.
And they'd have tears. Like, they'd be red.
It's, like, a super good thing to, like, notice. Like, that's
super good. Yeah. So, there's, like, a physical. You can notice on their body when they're sad. You don't have to speak their language.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good reason to, like,
unless you
be around people.
Unless you're crying, that might be a little, like, unless you're, like, crying and, like, you're talking to someone, but they don't speak that language, so they don't know what you're talking, and you don't speak their language, so you don't know what they're trying to say.
So you wouldn't understand exactly why they're sad, but you would understand that they are sad. Yeah. Could you think of things that made you sad and just and kind of just say, I've been sad too, or not say it, but like show, can you show without saying words that you've been sad too and that you understand that they're sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could. Could you show without words that you're happy and you understand that they're happy and that you have things to celebrate too?
Yeah.
I think we're back to agreeing that this phrase just doesn't seem to work out. Huh? This aphorism seems like it might be not entirely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, all I'm saying is, like, so chill. Literally, all I'm saying is, like, so chill.
I think so. We're speaking our truths.
Like, so chill.
We're speaking our truths. All right, well, that was great. What do you say we end this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
We say we end it.
Thanks, Sutton. Do you want to say anything to the audience before you go?
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
That's right. Have a great day from the Affle Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Josh Mathias. This is...
Sutton J. Mathias.
Sutton J. Mathias. That's right. All right. Podcast number one in the hole. Bye.